Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to Remembrance. Oh, so nice to arrive at Remembrance. So just taking a moment and noticing how you're feeling. You may have been rushing from somewhere else. There may be a lot of busy thoughts in your head and other things you were dealing with, details. Yeah. All those are good things. All part of your life. So just noticing how it feels. Noticing how you feel. Noticing how much space there is to feel exactly how you're feeling without having to change anything. Yes, nice, gentle breath. And then bringing your attention to your heart, high up in your chest. And beginning to call the name of the divine, whatever name you're using, through the open doorway of your heart. Calling to the infinite, to the mystery, to the unknown, to the one, to Allah. 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 Just letting your heart turn towards the One, away from the world, away from all the details and everything that's so wonderful or stressful or whatever it is, just knowing that it's all in the right hands for the moment. And one of the things that can come up for us is that sometimes we feel joy, happiness, bliss. Sometimes we feel this real opening, and then we shut it down. We squelch it, cover it over, perhaps guilty that someone else isn't feeling it or worried about someone else's reaction to it. Maybe even worried about our own reaction to it. Maybe we have patterns from childhood and say it's not okay to express your joy. There's one strand of Sufism that's called sober Sufism, which is about letting that bloom inside you and not necessarily needing to express it overtly on the outside, but letting it blossom and bloom and burn fiercely inside you. Letting it be a very private, inner, beautiful experience you can carry with you without needing to squelch it, without needing to expose it to the winds of the world. And so right now, in your private self, in this depth of your heart, in that tender, holy, sacred place in your heart, just asking to be made aware, willing to be surprised, asking to be made aware of any joy, happiness, bliss, contentment, peace, love. Just being made aware of what's in your heart. It's just pure and beautiful. And just letting that open in your heart, letting your heart open with that. What is it like to let your heart really open to love, to bliss, to happiness, to joy, however you experience it? Is it there for you? How much of it? What is here? This is not a time to try to visualize or affirm our way into it. This is a time to open your curiosity and be in your sincerity of wondering, is there more? Is this available to me in this moment? Is love available even here? Is joy, is happiness, is contentment? Is love available even here? What is here? Love. For surely the one, the source of all things, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the mountains and the oceans, from which we all come and to whom we all return, and from whom and from which we are not separate in any way, surely that source of infinite goodness and love has more than just a spoonful for you. Just asking, what is here? And wondering if what is available for you can flood over any of the small boundaries that you may have erected at what point in your life as a self-protection from people who didn't know how to treat your heart with the kind of tenderness and care that it deserves. But in this moment, you're facing only the one, the source of love, and you are veiled from the outside world. There's a veil of protection because you are in the Holy of Holies, in the inner sanctuary of your heart. It's asking to know the love and the joy that the divine has for you. Amen. Allah. heart bow and letting your head bow, letting yourself drop even more deeply, letting yourself be opened up even more, letting yourself drink even more. And just noticing, staying inside, noticing how your heart feels, how your being feels, and what it's like to hold that preciously inside and not needing to express it. One of the things I noticed in my work with my spiritual teachers and with my sheikh is that sometimes expressing happiness can be such a joy. And sometimes I notice that the energy leaks out. That there's something that burns so brightly just from holding it and containing it and carrying it in my heart. And letting it glow and glow and glow. And just noticing if you have any authentic appreciation, gratitude for what you received today. Letting yourself express that to the divine. Just allowing yourself to hold this in your heart and either come to a natural ending, taking a nice gentle breath and letting yourself carry the remembrance out into your day, knowing it is always accessible, or if you wish, staying in remembrance for a bit longer. Either way, I wish you a beautiful, nourishing, joyful, happy, loving, glowing week.